Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Head out on the highway. Head out on that highway right over to Sobey's Meats, 3450 Remembrance Road on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. It's easy to find. You get anywhere near this place, you're going to see the smoke. You're going to see the monster trucks. You're going to see the buzz and hear the buzz from this place. I'm looking down 60 feet of meat counter with no less than 30 people in here buying stuff for today to throw on their grills, or even better yet, Mother's Day tomorrow. I'm Jop. He's Bob. You listen to the Grilling Guys. Good morning.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. And we also have Chef Schultz from the Grand Rapids Community College Culinary School. So thanks so much for joining us again, Bobby. Tell us real quickly about these three steaks we've got picked out here. Give us a little bit of what's your favorite, maybe what you might do if we're talking a T-bone, sirloin. I mean, a sirloin is one of the most underappreciated pieces of steak. I love sirloin. Top sirloin?
Yeah, that is
great.
Yes, it is. It is kind of the one meat, piece of meat that people don't know a whole lot about.
But so tell us how to take care of a piece of sirloin, because that's something we can get a deal on.
Yes, a sirloin, a nice little rub on that is absolutely beautiful. I mean, there's so many great rubs out there. Jobs was talking about a nice rub with pepper and salt and a little bit of herbs and spices. And just a little rub on a sirloin, it just does wonders.
Have you ever put a jacquard to one of those?
Yes. Yes,
you could. It's a nice piece to do that with.
Yes, you could. You could definitely do it.
Fair amount of connective tissue in a sirloin.
Let me ask a question about that, because we've all, when we talk about technique, once the steak is grilled, we don't want to cut it until it's rested on the board for 4 or 5 minutes, because we'll lose all the juices. But when it's being prepared with the jacquard is an actual tool. It's like a bunch of needles, like the bed of nails that the magician used to lay on, right? And it pierces. Now, do you put the seasoning on first and then jacquard the meat to drive the seasoning into it?
Yes, we do that. We actually have like a little tumbler that we use at the college, and then tumbler, and then mix it right in there and just penetrate those seasonings right in.
Oh, that's a vacuum tumbler.
Yes.
Those are wonderful. Okay,
but it doesn't dry the meat out. Where I'm going is that if I cut it after I've cooked it, I lose all the juices. But by piercing the meat prior to cooking, that isn't going to make it dry out when I cook it, is it?
No, not at all. Right. Not at all.
Distinction there, because you want to make sure it's okay to pierce the meat prior to cooking, but don't do it after it's cooked, because you're going to lose all the juice until it rests.
So at Sobey's today, they've got top sirloin on sale. Come down and buy a piece of it. Maybe buy, oh my goodness, this counter is driving me crazy. But you know what else drives me crazy, Jop? This time of year, the water's still cold, but the fish are biting. And those beautiful little white Michigan perch. Little white perch.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Yes. They are so good.
It's like eating potato chips, man. Ooh, they're
and
good.
The small ones, you know, they're a little tough to fillet. So what I like to do with the small ones is I like to just scale them, gut them, and you can take the head off or leave it on. But here's what you're going to need. A little sea salt, a little olive oil, 8 sprigs of fresh sage, 3 Romano tomatoes, and you can make a phenomenal little perch with some rosemary. So you scale them. You stuff the cavity with the rosemary.
Yep.
You put a little, I like my grill on fish about medium, like we were talking with chicken.
Yep.
You can't go high heat with fish. You got to take your time with it. Take a sharp knife and make 3 to 4 slits in the flesh. And then lightly oil the fish and season it. Put those sprigs inside it. You can use sage. You can use rosemary, whatever you like. And then I'm going to grill that thing for about 4 minutes. I'm going to flip it, grill it another 4 minutes, and then I'm going to also grill up those zucchini and tomatoes at that same time for about 4 minutes, for the final 4 minutes that fish is on. You serve them together. Beautiful little presentation. Phenomenal way to make perch without any oil. I mean, just a little olive oil.
Couple things there. The little bit of oil that you use is on the outside of the fish. Does two things. It'll make it a little bit crispy, but it'll also, it won't stick to your grill surface. And the other key, I think, in that recipe or the technique, rather, that you just said, is you only flip it once.
Yes.
Okay, you do not want to handle fish too often on the grill, because as it cooks, it begins to flake, and you don't want to lose it through the grill grates. So 4 minutes on one side, flip it over, 4 minutes on the other. Don't flip it back.
serve it.
Right.
Right? Pull it off there with a spatula, and you're ready to rock.
Yeah, if you leave the guts in them, they'll flip themselves.
Will they?
Yeah.
No. Or your guests will flip out. Maybe that's the only flipping that's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a flipping good recipe, Bob.
It is, thanks.
And that's a universal recipe that you can use for a lot of different fish. I see here there's a lot of nice salmon. What I like to do with salmon is take a little bit of tin foil, put some chopped onions and chopped garlic and some shallots on the bottom of, or put it right on the tin foil, then place the fillet of the salmon right on top, score it, maybe just a touch of lemon juice and white wine and some leeks, and then just fold that foil on top of that and then bake it, and or actually put it on the grill and kind of steam it and kind of get a nice smoky flavor. And then the enzymes from those onion family is going to penetrate in that salmon or any type of fish that you're doing, and it's absolutely amazing.
Wow, that sounds like an easy recipe. Trout season opened a couple weekends ago. You could do that with a little rainbow or brook trout, too,
correct,
couldn't you?
Trout would be phenomenal, too. And actually, a little capers with trout would capers would go really well with trout versus maybe salmon.
Right, and the capers give it just a little bit of tartness.
Correct.
Right? Yeah,
and
fabulous
great
combination.
And the key is when you're cooking, and you want to balance the palate. You want a little something sour, something bitter, something salty, something sweet, something umami is a savory flavor. So I'm not saying that. You know,
that's tomorrow. Mother's Day is tomorrow. Did you say umami?
Umami, yeah, that's for sure.
So Deb, are you listening? Just kidding.
So you definitely want to balance those flavors when you're adding products. So that's the nice thing. A capers is really nice, and lime or lemon juice and oranges. And
you know, we're going to put these recipes up on thegrillingguys.com. Make sure you go to our website and look for those. Chef Schultz, thanks so much for joining us this week.
I appreciate it, guys.
Always fun to hang out with you. And we want to make sure that we get some of those items we talked about earlier on Facebook real quick.
Yes.
And if you haven't ever used our website, go to thegrillingguys.com. Check it out. It's a blog. You can ask questions on it. You can leave us messages. You can actually participate in the show with that. And then like us on Facebook as well. Go to the Facebook and the Grilling Guys, / the Grilling Guys, and like us, like our page. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy on Twitter. And we'll just try and feed you with information as much as possible.
It's time for a little bit of man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man! Now you're a man!
That's right. Today's Facebook is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac. Also available now at Maryland's in Ada, Jop, that cool little ice cream kind of hot dog place in the top of the hill there. So today's man law is, for Mother's Day especially, I picked a kind of a romantic one. It's from Chuck Norris. A real man loves his wife and is faithful to her sexually, emotionally, and mentally.
That's clean and to the point.
I
get it.
You got to do that.
I get it. Yeah, that's what the Grilling Guys are all about. This is a family show. We cut it up a little bit. We enjoy the one-handed sport. You got to have a beverage in your hand when you're out on the back deck. But hopefully as you listen to this, you're picking up a pointer or two here and there. You know, here we are at a meat market. I'm looking at 60 feet of meat counter. They've got deli. They've got prepared smoked meats here. They make all their own salads. We're at Sobeys on Remembrance Road on the west side of Grand Rapids. If you've not been over here, I tell you what, it's a little bit of a circus out there today. We got monster trucks. We got everything. Bunch of guys grilling, giving away free samples. You got to come over here and check this thing out.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we always like to end the show with a song, and I like to pick Michigan artists. And this is the first concert I ever went to. It was at Ferris, and it's the Jay Giles Band. Some great Michigan rockers, been associated with a few of those people in the past, but check these guys out. It's called House Party. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great house party for Mama tomorrow.
The Grilling Guys will be at St. Anthony's over on the west side next week. We'll be helping raise some money over there and doing a little festival. So stick with us. We'll see you guys next week. We're the Grilling Guys.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.